Praise the Lord. This is Evangelist Julius Adewumi of the Gospel Distribution Ministry. Today, I would like to give an exhortation on John chapter 8, verse 51. Gospel of John chapter 8, verse 51. I'm trying to teach on this particular topic. When the Lord Jesus Christ was talking to the Jews, starting from verse 48, this was a discourse going on between the Jews and the Lord Jesus Christ. Then answered the Jews and said unto him, Say we not well that thou art a Samaritan and art a devil? Just think of this unbelieving Jews thinking the Lord Jesus Christ had a devil. Jesus answered, I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and ye do dishonor me. And I seek not my own glory. There is one that seeketh and judgeth. Now, verse 51 is where I'm going, because the Lord Jesus Christ just declared this to them all. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. Now, then said the Jews unto him, Now we know that thou art a devil. Abraham is dead, and the prophets. And thou sayest, If a man keep my saying, he shall never taste of death. Art thou greater than our father Abraham, which is dead, and the prophets are dead? Who makest thou thyself? Then Jesus Christ answered, If I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honoreth me, of whom ye say that he is your God. Yet ye have not known him, but I know him. So I'm going to stop right there, and the verse I'm really capitalizing on is this utterance of the Lord when he said, If a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. And I want to analyze that and give, because we have preached on that Christ is talking of physical death, right? He's giving us a claim that they don't know who he is, and they think, well, they didn't even believe he was the son of David that they were waiting for. And he was telling them more that he can do more for mankind. He can keep us alive without seeing physical death if we will believe. Now, we that believe and we want to keep his saying, let's see what we need to do. How to keep his saying, and what are the saying that we must keep. That is really what I want to talk about today, for we that are believing. Because he said, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. Keeping his saying is the key thing. Because remember, we are talking of overcoming the physical death. Remember in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, Apostle Paul was giving a revelation where he said, We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be shamed. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, he spoke about the enemy of humanity that must be overcome. Talking about Christ in from verse 24, let me read 1 Corinthians chapter 15, starting from verse 20 really. But now is Christ risen from the dead, and become the first fruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order. Christ the first fruits, afterward they that are Christ at his coming. Then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power. Verse 25 is really where I'm going. For he, talking about Christ, must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet. Now let's analyze that part. He said Christ must reign until he has put all enemies under his feet. But we know that Christ has already conquered all right now, and he's seated at the right hand of God in heaven. All things are subject unto him. But this Bible verse, as I've preached before, pointing to comparing scriptures with scriptures, is talking about under the feet of the body of Christ. He said he must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet. All enemies are already surrendered. All enemies of Christ are already surrendered to Christ. But we are part of Christ. We are the body of Christ. We are the church. We are part of Christ. We are His body. So this Bible verse is alluding to the fact that Christ will continue to reign until, which means all the enemies have not been subdued under His feet yet. Not the feet of Christ, the Messiah, but Christ, the body of Christ, the church. Because we are the body of Christ. And that is the one that Christ will continue to reign in the heaven until the earth are subdued, until the people of God, the Christ on earth, are subdued the enemies of Christ on earth under the feet of Christ on earth. And the Christ on earth is the church, because we are the body of Christ. And that's why He has to reign in heaven until that is done. And you see, but that is depending on us. We that are the body of Christ. Why do I say it depends on us? Because He said, whatever we shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. It is we that you take initiative right here on earth to subdue things on earth, and it is already done in heaven. When we bind anything on earth, it is bound in heaven. When we lose anything on earth, it is loose in heaven. Why? Because He is the Lord of all that is in heaven, and has given to the earth to we mankind. When we say mankind, is talking about the body of Christ, the church. Because it is to the saints of God, the holy people that God created in His image, which are the saints of God, the children of God, the body of Christ, the church, that are to rule on this planet earth. Not the unbelievers. They may be taking the possession of the governments of the world, which is still under Satan. But we are talking of we that have been elevated above Satan. And that is the church has been elevated above Satan, in the, according to the scriptures. And that is what God is saying, that He will come to reign, Christ will come to reign until He has put all enemies under the feet of His body, the feet of the church. And verse 26 said, the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. That is this physical death we are preaching against, is the last enemy that shall be destroyed. What do you mean by the last enemy shall be destroyed? Christ will subdue death under the feet of His church, of the body of Christ. And when it's subdued, means the church can freely call people back to life from the dead. That is when the death, when death is said, death itself has been subdued under the feet of the church. When the church, members of the church, can freely, at will, at our own will, call the dead back to life. That is when the last enemy is subdued. And Christ must reign until that has been done. And that is why we are preaching this as part of the end time message. That Christ has abolished death. He has brought life and immortality to life through the gospel. We have to believe this. That Christ has abolished death and brought life and immortality to life through the gospel of Christ as we are preaching. And when we believe it, we have to exercise our faith and resist the devil and stand our ground, because we are seated in heavenly places. By faith, we are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, according to the letters of Apostle Paul. And the church has got to recognize that this end time, we are the church, the body of Christ, has to recognize this and believe it and have faith in this level, and take our authority in Christ and begin to subdue all things. And when we do that, everyone is backing us up. Why? Because Christ must reign in heaven until all this has been done, subduing the enemy under the feet of Christ, under His feet. His body's feet. Now, the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. That was 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 26. Now, let me go back to what I'm talking about here. I said, what are the things that we need to keep? When He says, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. Let's see some of the sayings of the Lord Jesus Christ that we must keep. And when we say keep, it means you must align yourself to it. I'm going to start from Mark chapter 11, the Gospel of Mark chapter 11. If a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. Let's see some of the saying of the Lord Jesus Christ that we must keep, that we must enforce. I'm not just talking about the righteousness saying that we must live righteous life. We are talking of we that are living righteous life. The saints of God that are living the righteous life that Christ has brought to us, because it is not our righteousness, it is Christ in us that is that righteousness. But we must know some of these saints of the Lord and follow it, because those are the ways we are going to overcome all these things. He said, he that overcometh shall inherit all things. He that keepeth my saints shall never see death. Now let's look at the saints. From Mark chapter 11, I will go to verse 23. This is the saying of Christ concerning faith. And faith has to do with what we are saying. Because when He says, keep my saying, if the Lord tells you to say this and you don't say it, that means you are not obeying Him. If you say believe it this way and you are not believing it that way, then how will you be able to live above death? He said, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. He's going to be teaching us what to do and what to say that we overcome all things that can affect us physically. That is what it means. If a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. Take for example, if you have a doctor, a medical doctor, and the medical doctor is specialized and they know he's the best and the professional in everything and this and that, and he can keep you healthy and so on and so forth. But you have to keep his saying. If he tells you that drink this vegetable and eat this vegetable 3 times a day, or eat this vegetable every time you eat your meal, that's the saying of that doctor. If you keep the saying of that doctor, then you'll be enjoying the benefit the doctor said you will enjoy by that vegetable he recommended for you. That is what it means to keep the saying of that doctor. If the doctor say, make sure you exercise so many minutes every day, that is the saying of that doctor. I'm talking of physically now, just comparing what it means to keep the saying of a specialist. If you keep the saying of that doctor and you do what he tells you, then you'll be reaping the reward. I remember a professional coach that was telling a kid that said, you want to become a pro in this particular field, this is one of the things I recommend for you. Every day, make sure you run 3 miles every day before you start this and that. Now, if that fellow wanted to become a professional in that sport, he has to keep the saying of that coach that has been an ex-professional. So 3 miles every day he has to run to make his body tuned to this life of rigorous sports. Now, that is the saying of that coach. So when Christ said, if a man keep my saying, he's talking about whatever he's recommending, whatever Christ recommends for you individually now. The general thing he has said in the scriptures is one thing. That's general. How you must love, how you must not commit sin, how you must live right, how is our righteousness. But there will be some saying that will be for our physical health, for our physical and spiritual life. And that he's talking about, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. And that saying, one of them is what I'm going to point out here. And in Mark chapter 11, verse 23, Jesus Christ said, for verily I say unto you, you see, he's saying, verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, that's part of his saying, don't doubt in your heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. That's the second thing. He shall have whatsoever he saith. I'm going to read that again. We are analyzing the words of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ in John chapter 8, verse 51 said, verily, verily, I say to you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. And I said, he's talking about physical death now. If a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. Now, what are the saying we are to keep? Along with the general sayings of the scriptures of the life of Christ that we must have, there are specific saying that he's going to be talking to individuals to build up our faith, to make us run the race this way, to make us walk the ladder this way, the ladder of the prophets. Those are the saying that he's going to be talking to you individually now. And one of them I just pointed out, he said, that verily, verily, I say unto you. He said he's saying. So this is one of his saying. If a man keep my saying, shall never see this. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you. In Mark, Gospel of John, Gospel of Mark, chapter 11, verse 23. Verily, I say unto you. As he's saying, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, whatever mountain it is, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea. So you have to be saying to a mountain, whatever the mountain is, see, this mountain we are talking about can be your trouble in your physical health. It's a mountain. You say you have to say to that mountain. That's how it's teaching you how to exercise faith. Yes. But I'm trying to link it to the fact that it's part of the saying of Jesus. Because he said, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. So every step of the way to never see death has to do with we keeping his saying. Whatever he say to you, do it. Whatever he say to you, do it. Whatever he say to you, do it. Whatever he say to you. Remember when he went to the Cana of Galilee and there was wedding, and there was no more wine. And the mother of Jesus, Mary, came by and said, they have no wine. And said, what have I got to do with that? Then Mary told the servants, whatever he say unto you, do it. In the aspect of they needed wine, he said unto them, go get water. And they did it. And he said, fetch it down and give it to the governor. They did it, and it was wine. So if a man keep my saying, but that is for their pleasure, wine. But he's saying, if you keep my saying concerning living and not dying, he's going to be talking to you. If you keep that saying, you will not die. You will never see death. But it's the saying of Jesus. He's going to see what is in your body. He's going to come and talk to you and say, do this, and you do it. He's going to see what is confronting the world, that you are also in the world. He's going to come back to you and tell you what to do, and you do it. He's going to see what plague is in the land. He's going to come to you and tell you what to do, and you have to do it. If a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. So Christ knew what he was talking about. He's able to keep us alive. Why? Because he is alive forevermore. And he is the life that is going to keep us alive. If a man keep my saying, and one of the saying I'm just analyzing here is the one that I said, if whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, and but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. That is belief, doubt not, and you will have and receive what you say. Again, I say, you have to say something. Say to this mountain, believe in your heart that what you say shall come to pass. You don't doubt. He said, you shall have it. Say it, believe what you say, doubt not, you will have it. Say it, believe what you said, doubt not, and you will have it. Praise the Lord. That is the saying of the Lord Jesus Christ, that whatever you want to deal with, say what you want to happen. Believe what you say, don't doubt in your heart, then you will have it. I say it again. Jesus Christ is telling us a formula. Whatever you are dealing with, he says, say what you want concerning that issue. Believe what you say. Then don't doubt in your heart, then you will have it. And that is the formula. Now let's go to the next verse, verse 24. Because this is the saying of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the first thing I just said. Verse 23, he says, I say unto you. And he says, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. So whatever you are trying to deal with, you have to follow that formula. Say what you want to that mountain. Believe what you say. Doubt not in your heart. And then you will have it. I repeat again. That the first verse 23, I just analyzed verse 23. That summarizes for you. Say what you want to that mountain. Believe what you say shall come to pass. Doubt not in your heart, then you will have it. That is the formula that he gave to us in Mark chapter 11, verse 23. And he said, if you keep my saying, you will not see death. The same thing, if you are dealing with death, you say what you want to that angel of death. Believe what you say. Don't doubt in your heart, and what you say shall come to pass. I just link it to the angel of death now, you see. Whether it's angel of sickness or sickness, whatever it is, you can say what you want, believe what you say, doubt not in your heart, and you will have it. Now, verse 24 is another saying. It says, therefore, I say unto you, see, the Lord Jesus Christ saying, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. Now, he's saying another one right now. But the same thing is what he's saying, but it's in another format. Therefore, I say unto you. Remember, I said, if a man keep my saying, Christ is saying another thing to us. What things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. I repeat that verse. Therefore, I say unto you, Christ is giving us another saying of his. What things soever ye desire, come on. When ye pray, comma, believe that ye receive them, comma, and ye shall have them. So let's analyze that. You have to desire something. So that's the first thing people are skipping. We say, you whatsoever you desire, you have to desire something. If you don't desire anything, you'll be saying something that you don't really desire it. So you have to have a strong desire for something. So what things over you desire? That's the first thing. When you pray, then you have to pray. Praying means you are talking to the Father to give you this thing that you desire. No, so you are talking to the Father that this is what you desire. Then believe that you receive them. He said that after you pray, you should believe. Or when you pray, you should believe that you have received them. Don't doubt your Father that you are asking him from. Don't doubt your Father. See, you are not doubting your Father. You have to believe that you receive them. Then you shall have them. Let me say that again. Whatever you desire. So we have to desire something first. After you desire, you are going to pray to the Father about this thing you desire. After you have, when you pray that prayer, believe that you receive them. Because you already know what you are going to ask for, and it's going to stretch for you to give them. But you have to believe that you have received them. Because don't say, well, I've not seen it yet, or it has not shown, or it has not manifested. You say, believe that you received them. So you got to believe that what you just ask right now, you receive it. Ha, I receive it. And then you thank him also. If you receive it, you thank him. Then you shall have them. So he wants you to believe that you receive them before you have them, before it shows out in the visibility. Believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Think of it like something that's coming from a distance. Once you say it and they send it, you say, then you see that it has been sent, has been dispatched. Believe, because unbelief can turn that thing back. Unbelief can turn that thing back. Think of somebody shoot an arrow and he say, ready, shoot! And that man release the bow and the arrow is flying. But you see, there is a time between the arrow leaving the bow and reaching the target. But you say something can turn that arrow back. Changing your mind can turn it back. You say, I'm going to analyze that in a moment. You see, because look like how can it never turn back? But not in the spiritual things. Not in the spiritual things. Spiritual things follow a law. Your unbelief is a that's a belief that you receive them. Unbelief can turn that arrow back. Unbelief can turn that arrow back. Let me give you an analogy, because I've given this analogy in some of my narration, and this is exactly how the Lord is leading me in this thing. Look at what we call in our technological world right now. We have what we call voice recognition. Even on our cell phone, you have cell phone. Everybody have cell phone right now. 30 years ago, I'm an engineer, remember? An electrical and electronic engineer, computer engineer. 30-something years ago, we don't have voice recognition. It was still in the development. Now we have voice recognition. You can talk to your cell phone. And if you are clear when you say what you want to say to your cell phone, and you can use just your voice to activate something. You can even use your voice to find out something with Google. And say, Google, what is the capital of Kenya? And Google will tell you exactly the capital of Kenya. Well, that is voice activation, voice recognition. Now, when you say that, you are pressing a button. And the system has been designed by the community of engineers, I call them. Community of engineers that have made this thing up, and that when you want to activate it, you speak. And this is what God is saying. When you want to activate what the community of spirits have already created. There's a community of spirits and they never die. Our engineers, they die, because that's why Isaac Newton is dead. All these people that created Cisco, they are all dead. And the new generation are building on what they started. But this community of spirits, they have been for eternal, and they are developing all these things. They have perfected it, and it has not been, they don't need to change it. We are modifying all our technology, but these things have been perfected for thousands of years. And God said, this is what you do to make it be activated. Just say unto this mountain. Just say it. Now, the same way, we have come to the point where we can say to our cell phone. When you say it, that cell phone will respond and give you the capital. But you say, what can make him not to give you the capital of Kenya that you just asked? If you module up your words, you say, Google, what is the capital of Kenya? Oh, no, I don't mean that. You think you give the capital of Kenya? No, you just say no, I mean, so you just don't know what you really mean, because you just change the word. So it becomes confusion to that application program that you are talking to. So God is saying now, in the spiritual things also, you say to this mountain, don't doubt, because doubt will reverse, will turn that arrow, will turn the arrow back. Don't doubt in your heart. Believe that what you say shall come to pass. That means you keep on that path for you to get to the target. And that is what God is telling us. And I just use that technology to narrate to you that we have created voice recognition, and the community of spirits have created this voice activation of things that you desire. You say to the mountain, this is what I want. You don't doubt, because doubt will turn back the arrow, and you will receive it, because God will make it happen, because this is what has been, that is how it has been ordained to happen. And the Lord Jesus Christ is just teaching us some of those, and he's teaching us, he said that if you keep my saying, you shall never see death. And this is one of his saying: whatever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Amen. Believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Praise the Lord. Now, it's not over yet. Verse 25 is another saying. It's just teaching us step by step things that we must follow. It's saying that we must follow to live and overcome death. Like we are saying, I'm just giving you some examples. There are many more like that, but he's saying, if you keep my saying, you shall never see death. So the saying of the Lord Jesus Christ is everything he will say, and everything is going to come to you individually to say to you. Like when they were looking for wine, and Mary, the mother of Jesus, said, whatever he say unto you, do it. And this servant just waited until he told them something. Then he told them something, fetch water. And they did it. Draw it now. They did it. And then there's wine. So when you say, I want to live and overcome death, Christ will say, okay, go do this. You just go do it. Okay, go do that. You just go do it. Okay, go do that. You just go do it. That's how you are going to overcome death. And he said, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. So what are the saying that you are going to keep? Every saying that is, that has, this has been put in the scriptures for us. That's part of his saying. I say unto you. Very, very, I say unto you. That's his saying. Very, very, I say unto you. That's his saying. And the third one, verse 25, is another one. Mark chapter 11, verse 25 is what I'm still analyzing, because I'm going to go to the next one, and the next one, the next one, and see what Christ is talking about. If a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. How we are going to live and never see death? By keeping his saying. And I just told you an example of the saying, that if you say unto this mountain, you say unto this mountain. That's the formula I gave to us. Look, like I told you how to activate your voice, activation, voice recognition on your cell phone, is by saying something. And these are just community of engineers that did that, and it still fails. But the community of spirits have created this for the living. And God has ordained it like that in the community of spirits, and Christ is making us to know how to tap into it. And one of the ways of tapping into it is to say unto this mountain, believe what you say, doubt not in your heart, and then you will receive it. And the next one, he said, desire something, you have to desire it. Pray to the Father about what you desire. Believe that you receive them, and then you have them. Because I say, why do you have to believe that you receive them when you have not received them? Because unbelief can turn the arrow back. Unbelief or changing your mind can turn the arrow back. As I use an example of the arrow, that you release the bow and the arrow is flying, it takes a time between the bow release to the target. And if you change your mind or you doubt, you just turn the arrow back or make him miss the target in the list. Now, verse 25. And when ye stand praying, this is continuation. He said, and, which means continuation of what he had just said in verse 24, is the conjunction of verse 24. And when ye stand praying, forgive, if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. So we are analyzing the saying of Jesus Christ. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. I will continue this in the next broadcast. Gospel distribution. .org. gospeldistribution.org is our website. God bless you.
Now, praise the Lord. This is Brother Julius Adewumi inviting you to accept the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior. If you are a Christian that has been listening to this radio broadcast, I challenge you and I urge you to aspire to the goal of overcomers. Be zealous for more of God. Ask the Lord to increase your faith, to build you up spiritually, and pray for the gifts of the Holy Ghost to increase and intensify in you. so that you can come to the stature, to the fullness of the stature of Christ. That is our goal as believers. Now, if you that is listening to me, you are not a Christian, or you are just a church member, you are a church goer trying to do good, but you are not really born again. You don't even know what it means to be born again. You are not sure whether you have been washed from your sins. I invite you to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, and I want to pray for you right now so that you can be assured of your salvation, and so that your heart and your faith and your spirit can begin to believe the Word of God. The Word of God specifically says, anyone that believes in me, anyone that believes in the Lord Jesus Christ, has eternal life. You have got to believe that utterance of Jesus, and then invite Jesus to come out, take over your life, because he gives a power into the believers that he calls being born again. And it is this power that rejuvenates us from within, that makes us to be a new creature in Christ. The Bible said, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Gospel of John chapter 1 verse 12. Father, I pray for all the people that are listening. Help them, Lord Jesus Christ, to begin to follow the word of God, to begin to read the scriptures and to understand and obey it. And let them be filled with the Holy Ghost. Receive ye the Holy Ghost today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Receive ye the Holy Ghost today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I want you to write to me, and I will send you some literature that will be edifying to you.
Our address has changed. The new address is Gospel Distribution Ministry, Post Office Box 71027, Phoenix, Arizona 85050. Again, our new address is Gospel Distribution Ministry, Post Office Box 71027, Phoenix, Arizona 85050, USA. On the internet, www.gospeldistribution.org. Send us email on the internet to the webmaster at gospeldistribution.org. Thank you.